Somebody who washes himself on Shabbos, in hot water that's in a cave, or in the hot springs of Tiberias. Now, to wash yourself in the hot springs of Tiberias on Shabbos is mutter. Since the water is naturally hot, it has not been heated up by the fire. However, to wash yourself in hot water in a cave is forbidden, even if it was heated up before Shabbos. As Rabbanan decreed, you cannot wash yourself in hot water on Shabbos, and therefore, the Mishnah said, Haroche, somebody who has bathed, which implied he already did it, even though it was usher. And to wash yourself in the Maimara, in the water in the cave, is forbidden on Shabbos. However, to wash yourself in the hot springs of Tiberia would be mutter, since it's naturally hot. It has not been heated up by a fire. V'nistapeg afilo be'ezra alun totes. Lo yavim bi'ar. But after he washed himself, he dried himself up. Even if he used 10 different towels to wash himself up, so each towel only has a little bit of water, even so, he cannot bring the towels in his hand back to his house. Even if there is an Erev which allows him to carry the towels back to his house, even so, the Rabbanans do not allow him to carry the towels with him, and the Rabbanans were afraid that maybe he'll end up wringing out the towels from the water, which is usur, because that would be schita, squeezing on Shabbos, which is forbidden. Abu Asar ben Adam is talking about Lutz Zachar, Pneim Yedem Raglaim, Umavin Osab Yadam. However, if there were 10 people together that washed themselves off on Shabbos, and they shared one towel, in which all 10 of them used that one towel to dry off their face, hands, and feet that they washed on Shabbos, even so, they're allowed to bring that towel back with them in their hands. Even though that towel has a lot of water in it, since it was used by 10 people, we still allow them to bring the towel back with them, and we're not concerned that one of them will wring out the towel from the water. And since there are a number of people there, if one of them tries to wring out the towel, the other people will remind him that wring out the towel on Shabbos is forbidden, so therefore we would not be concerned, as opposed to in a case where it's only one person who dried himself off with the towel, even though the towel has very little water in it, we're concerned that he might wring out the towel on Shabbos, so he would not be allowed to bring the towel back with him. To rub oil on your skin on Shabbos, and massage your stomach with oil. However, you cannot massage the body vigorously on Shabbos. As massage vigorously would be also because of Ugdurachot, the weekday type activity, it's not a Shabbos thing to do. Rulomit Gordon, and you can't scratch yourself with a back scratcher on Shabbos. This is also an Ugdurachot, and therefore would be also. Ain Yordan Lukardima, you're not allowed to go down to a river called Kardima on Shabbos. The reason being, because this particular river had very slippery banks, and we're afraid that if you go down toward the river, you might slip and fall into the river, and your clothes would get wet, and maybe you'll forget a Shabbos and end up wringing out your clothes from the water, which is also on Shabbos because of chita, squeezing on Shabbos is also. They ain't always not pick the visa, and you can't take something on Shabbos that will induce you to vomit. And this would be regarded as a refuah, as a medicine, which is also on Shabbos. And you're not allowed to take medicine on Shabbos. It's a gzeira mishum shchika samamana. The Chachamim decreed that if you take medicine on Shabbos, maybe you'll forget his Shabbos and end up crushing hers to make the medicine, which is also on Shabbos. So therefore, all medicines are also, unless you're very ill. However, to stick your hand down your throat to cause you to vomit, that would be mutter on Shabbos. Ve'en ma'at ben esak kazam. You can't stretch a child on Shabbos in order to set his limbs. This would also be regarded as a refuah, which is usur on Shabbos. Now, this is not referring to the day the child is born. As the day the child is born, you are allowed to set his limbs. And you're not allowed to set a fracture on Shabbos. And this would also be regarded as a refuah. So, therefore, it would be usur. Somebody who has dislocated his hand or foot on Shabbos, he cannot rub the dislocated limb with cold water. And that would be regarded as a refuah, as rubbing it with cold water helps relocate the limb. So therefore, it's also on Shabbos. However, he would be allowed to wash the dislocated limb in the normal way. And if it's cured in that way, that would be fine. And since you're not actually rubbing the limb with the cold water, you're simply just washing it, that would not be regarded as a refuah, so it would be mutter on Shabbos.